This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But man, the Cavs have really kind of piqued our interest at being 9-0 right now, and it's been a lot of fun watching this team play.
Yeah, they've been awesome, and corresponding with that. And I don't know if I talked about this on your show. This is not to pat myself on the back. I talked about it a lot on my show, You Better You Bet, leading up to the start of the NBA season. I have bet on the Cavs win total over 48.5 wins. I felt like they were a good bet to get to 50. Won 48 last year, so I like them more this year. And I bet Kenny Atkinson to win Coach of the Year. And guys, Kenny Atkinson is now like the sole favorite to win this award. He's plus 300. And I know we got Warriors Cavs coming up tomorrow. Steve Kerr is the next choice at plus 600. So Atkinson of the 9-0 Cavs, the favorite right now to win Coach of the Year. I mean, just being honest, right? As good as Cleveland's been, I don't think the Cavs are as good as the Celtics. I think even the most optimistic Cavs fan would have to admit that, right? That, like, probably at this point, Boston, if they played in a 7-game series, even if Cleveland had home court, Boston would be favored in the series. That's not to throw cold water on the start, though. Just that I don't know if I'm ready to say, like, Cavs Eastern Conference champion, true NBA Finals contender just yet, but amazing start to the season, obviously.
I'll be honest. Today I 100% agree with you. I do think it might swing me a little bit more, if depending on how they play against Golden State tomorrow night. That might swing me back to thinking maybe they are a lot more competitive against Boston than we thought they were going to be.
And the Warriors, for what it's worth, like, did beat the Celtics last. Now, Jaylen Brown doesn't play in the game last night, but the Warriors have been awesome to start the season, and that game should be great tomorrow night. And just to give some context, Cleveland right now to win the Eastern Conference is plus 700. They're the third choice on the board behind the Celtics and the Knicks, and the Sixers are right behind them. Joel Embiid will be back next week for Philadelphia. So the betting market says right now Cleveland is one of the top three teams in the East. Obviously, like, I'm a Knicks fan, but this has not been a great start to the season for the Knicks. Like, this could shape up with Cleveland being, like, the main competitor, like, the top challenger to the Celtics. Now, I'll just say, even if Cleveland wins tomorrow night against Golden State, it's not going to change my opinion on Celtics over Cavs for right now, and that's not meant to be, like, me hating on the Cavs. They're great. I think that I need to see more before I'm ready to say that, but obviously, like, on the right path, the Cavaliers are.
Could you imagine if you put down a bet to say that Cleveland could have three coaches of the year within a 12-month period between Kevin Stefanski, Stephen Vogtdale, manager of the year, and then to think that Kenny Atkinson, especially two coaches that were in their first season. Like, I wish they were giving away trophies for coach of the year for the cities, because if that was the case, we'd be the home of champions right now.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I was going to say, like, in Vogt loses in the ALCS, Stefanski loses in the wild card game. Like, we got to get the Cavs farther than the second round of the playoffs like last year. And maybe this is the year to do it, and maybe they do get to the Eastern Conference final this year.
When you look under the hood of this Cavs team, Nick, is this legit? Like, I know they're not going to go 82-0. That's asinine. But is this legit? Can it be carried throughout the season and then into the playoffs pending injury?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why not. I mean, I kind of, like, the way I feel about the Cavs, like, I started to feel differently about them when Donovan Mitchell, like, signed the new contract, which to me is, like, Donovan Mitchell could have gone somewhere else, and Donovan Mitchell said, like, this is where I want to be, and Donovan Mitchell obviously has made a ton of money. He wants to win. Feels like he can win in Cleveland, and it looks like Darius Garland's kind of made the next step this year. Evan Mobley's on his way to being, like, a perennial all-star. He's great. Jared Allen is a terrific piece down low. Like, good players off the bench. I like Caris LeVert a lot as, like, a a microwave scorer. So again, I'll stop short of saying that I think the Cavs are on the Celtics level, but are they legit? I mean, I bet them to win 49 or more games, so like I definitely think so. So like I'm big time on board the Cleveland Cavaliers train here. It's easy to say this with a 9-0 start. I mean, they're definitely winning 50 games this year, assuming that the top guys stay healthy.
Yeah, I think they'd be a difficult team if you were doing like a same game parlay on leading scorer for the Cavs, because they've shown a lot of diversity through the first 9 games on who can be the leading scorer. I mean, they've had what 4 different guys be a leading scorer. So I just, when you look at the gaming part of it, first of all, do you like doing that? Do you like doing player over-unders, or are you just you're more of a team guy?
No, I enjoy the player over-unders. Last night did not go great for me. I had Zach Edey over points. That did not go well after Edey had 20 points in the previous game. I thought Anthony Davis out, Edey to score 10, I thought was pretty good. Unfortunately, that was not the case. But overall, like the props usually go better than not in the NBA. So I do like to do those quite a bit. As far as the Cavs go, like even like last night, Donovan Mitchell scored 29 last night. But then you've got Caris LeVert score 16 off the bench. He's always a threat to score 20 in a game. Ty Jerome was good last night. So yeah, like it is, it's a balanced effort for Cleveland. I can tell you guys that a hot bet in the betting community this year has been Jarrett Allen over rebounds. Allen had 14 last night. I believe his total was, the over-under was 9.5 for Jarrett Allen. And just looking at his game log, I mean, this is just the last, let's see, 6 games, 14, 15, 12, 11, 17, and 15 rebounds for Jarrett Allen. And I don't think the betting market has caught up yet to Jarrett Allen's game-by-game stuff, to how many rebounds this dude gets on a regular basis. Now, we don't have any markets open for tomorrow night's game against the Warriors yet, but I'm curious what Allen's rebounds prop will be then.
Nick Costas joining us in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, Nick, let's wallow right into the muck. So this Browns season, you see where they are, you see where it's all going. They're on the bye week this week. What do you even do with the rest of this Browns season? Are you just basically going like, hey, I'll take some unders? Or is it, all right, now it's time to become a big fan of Daily Fantasy?
Yeah, you know, I come from it from a different perspective probably, and I am a... I grew up like a lifelong, like a diehard, obsessive fan of all my teams in New York, the teams that I root for, the Giants, Yankees, the Knicks, and Rangers. And I remember, like, the Giants are my favorite team. Just a quick anecdote. The Giants played Tampa in 2003. So this is before they ended up, the year that they ended up drafting Eli Manning. Before Kerry Collins got hurt. And I remember saying, they were like 4-7 and still like mathematically alive, they had to win out. I remember saying, I would trade the Giants winning this game, like all the Yankee World Series I've seen, for the Giants to win this game to go to 5-7 against Tampa. The Giants are my favorite team. And I would never root for the Giants to lose a game. But as I've gotten older and I've been in sports media, and like you kind of like do this for a living, and you lose that a little bit, right? Lose like the obsessive fandom. Mm-hmm. I think like you kind of learn, you know, like, I'm a Giants fan, right? I think they should lose every game the rest of the season to guarantee themselves the top quarterback, like whatever quarterback they want. And I think if you're a Cleveland Browns fan now, if they win last week's game against the Chargers, you know, maybe you can make the case, okay, like, we can get hot down the stretch. Maybe we get to the 7th seed in the AFC. I think right now at 2-7, it seems like a really tall order. So my advice to Browns fans, and I know fans don't want to hear this, like, most fans can't, like, are not programmed to think like this. I kind of think you should root for them to lose every game and guarantee yourself the top, the quarterback of your choosing, and hopefully the organization is smart enough to not roll with Deshaun Watson next year.
Tonight's
game. I don't mean to be negative.
No.
I think
we've all kind of.
No, it's honesty. It's not negativity.
Yeah, it just sucks. Let's be honest.
It does. Hey, listen, I've seen Super Bowl, so it's not the same thing. Like, my team sucks too, and I don't have a quarterback either. I'm with you.
Let's talk about tonight's game, because I think if you still like the AFC North, tonight's game is going to be a fun one between the Bengals and the Ravens. Who do you like? What do you like in this game?
I do like Cincinnati. The number right now is 6, so this was 6.5 yesterday. I preferred it then. But I would only bet Cincy in the game, and this is just, you know, Joe Burrow getting this many points. The Ravens acknowledged, guys, a couple days ago, like, they know their defense isn't great. The secondary's not. The offense is electric. But the defense is not great. And we saw Jameis Winston obviously tear them up a couple weeks ago. Now, they were down Humphrey and Nate Higgins in that game. But still, Jameis Winston and Cedric Tillman and company did, in fact, tear them up. Now, they traded for Tre'Davious White a few days ago from the Rams, former first-round pick of the Bills. White has barely played this season, and when he's played, he's been bad. So this is like the Ravens are saying we need to like roll the dice a little bit because we know our defense isn't good. These two teams played earlier in the season in Cincinnati. Ravens won that game in overtime, 41-38, and that's why we get to an over-under point total tonight of 52.5. I would never bet the under, but what I will do is I will take the points with Cincy. Maybe Baltimore wins, but I think we get a close game one way or another. The yardage prop that I will play tonight, guys, and this is as square as it gets. Give me Ja'Marr Chase over 81.5 receiving yards. And I just want to offer one other note here. If you'll allow me, prop-wise on this game. So the two starting tight ends in this game, Mark Andrews for Baltimore and Mike Gesicki for Cincinnati, are both very interesting tonight. So Isaiah Likely is out tonight for the Ravens. He's not going to play. And we saw earlier this year the Ravens play all three of their tight ends, right? Mark Andrews was really frustrating for fantasy. Andrews, Likely, and Charlie Kohler. Well, since the Ravens traded for Diontae Johnson, and we saw this last week, the Ravens are not playing like multiple tight end sets anymore. Like, they're playing three wide receiver sets, and Diontae Johnson's supposed to be the third, along with Rashad Bateman and Zay Flowers. So I think Mark Andrews becomes like a much better bet for people now, because he's going to be like the only Ravens tight end probably that plays tonight. So I think you're going to see a lot of people like Mark Andrews. That's the reason why. And then for Mike Gesicki, in games when T. Higgins is out, and Higgins is not going to play tonight, guys, for Cincinnati. He's doubtful on the injury report. In games that Higgins does not play, Mike Gesicki basically becomes Cincinnati's slot receiver. 7 catches last week, 100 yards, and 2 touchdowns against the Raiders. So when Higgins plays, Gesicki does not get the ball. When Higgins does not play, Gesicki gets the ball a ton. His receiving yards prop tonight is 50.5. So I think Gesicki and Andrews are both worth looking at in the prop market. I do like Ja'Marr Chase, though. I think Chase goes over 100 tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Outstanding. We always appreciate your time. Thanks for giving us a lowdown on how folks should be looking at tonight's game. Say goodbye, my friend.
Thanks, man.
Yep. Yeah, wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.